thing, or the slow reopening of tourists, we've definitely seen a difference. The week during the week is much more consistent. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more consistent, and you know, there's a little light out there. Most of the hotels in Wailea are just slowly reopening now.
Mm.
I think the Andaz was on Sunday, and so little by little, and some of the other restaurants, I don't have an exact list, are starting to reopen also in the Wailea area.
Yeah, and I think actually tomorrow they have that Wailea Marketplace is going to have their gathering with Hue Interiors, and some other the other people out there are going to be getting together, I believe, at 4 o'clock. And they've been doing that the first Thursday. And I like that idea, you know, because people like to get together, and we haven't had kind of the open marketplaces for some of those lovely people. Like, I love the ladies who own Hue Interiors, so Wendy
right.
and Jessica there, you know, working hard, and they'll be out there as well, which is really great as well. And you have actually even seen people coming in and using their restaurant cards, huh?
Oh, sure. And we're doing happy hour also, which would be great for after the marketplace. And that seems to be very popular with the restaurant cards and people coming in. And I think it's a program that's worked out well for Hawaii, because it really keeps the money here. Nothing against big boxes or anything, but, you know, people spend money and poof, it's off to the mainland. But this, we do accept gratuities on it, and so the servers are making money, we're making money, we're paying our vendors and everybody else on the island. So it's nice, this program seems to be, it's been working out, and it seems to be keeping the money here, which I think everybody is a fan of.
How many tables do you have open right now?
You know, we've got the outside. We took out about 50% of our tables. The bar is, we're socially distanced. You know, we have a pretty big bar. And so basically there's two seats at each end and 6 or 7 feet, at least over 6 feet, in between that we do not use. So, you know, we've eliminated, we just had that, you know, we're more than 6 feet on our tables. And we just wanted to make sure that we were, you know, the program being, you know, sticking by the program and all
yeah.
the rules and the temperature checks. And, you know, we try to take everybody's name and number when they come in. Some customers don't want to do that. And, you know, okay. But that's a very small, less than 1%. I think maybe there was one table in the last month that refused to give us their names. But so everyone's been nice and compliant, and it's, you know, it's not perfect. The supply chain and getting the stuff we normally do is a little bit tougher, and we have to go to multiple vendors for seemingly easy stuff like artichokes or spinach or something like that.
Mm.
But we're all working together, and everyone will come back.
You know, that made me realize I always loved your artichokes.
Yeah.
I haven't had one in so long. I used to always, that'd be something I'd always order. And the other thing
right.
I'd always order would be the eggplant parmesan.
Right.
Lovely eggplant parmesan.
Yeah, me too. They're both still on the menu. We did contract their menu a bit, but it's always been a large menu. So, but eggplant parmesan and longy artichokes are certainly there, as much as eggplant we've been able to keep in stock. The artichokes have been a little bit tougher, but they were prepping them this morning, so we'll have them tonight.
So are you seeing a mix of about, is it still more local people than visitors? What's the percentage breakdown?
You know, that's a good question. It's still probably more local people, but there's certainly more tourists coming in. I mean, they went from zero.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd say it's maybe 50-50 now.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And with the hotels opening, we should see more. You know, last night, because of the election, obviously it was quite slow, but for breakfast and lunch, it was really busy.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. You can look at people and guess. But
yes, well, you can kind of. I listen to conversations sometimes, and I hear people, you know, talking, so you can kind of tell by that too. But you have breakfast slash brunch, lunch and dinner, and happy hour, correct?
And happy hour. Yeah, breakfast, we're starting at 8 a.m., and we run till about 1:30. So between 11:30 and 1:30, we have a limited breakfast menu and our full lunch menu. So we call that brunch.
I like that.
For lack of a better word. So it's not everything on the breakfast menu, but quite a bit of, there's lots of choices. And then happy hour is 3 to 6, and we've got happy hour food items starting at 8:50, and then a bunch at $11.
So what's the most popular?
And then it's 25% off your liquor, wine by the glass, draft beer, and cocktails are 25% off instead of doing specific items and not discounting others. So it's just 25% off your bar tab across the board.
What's the most popular breakfast?
We have great bacon, and everyone always loves our bacon and talks about that. So we make a quiche every day. We have our own bakery, so our cinnamon rolls are really popular. We bake all our own bread, so our toast is fantastic, and our jam, and our Benedicts are probably, you know, the most popular. We do traditional. We'll do a Florentine, which is with spinach. We do a crab cake Benedict now. We were doing a lobster, but the lobster hasn't come back yet, so that's off. And then a mixed veggie Benedict. So there's all kinds of Benedict choices, and they seem to be super popular.
Yeah.
We do a longy wrap with a scrambled and a couple other, you know, items that are...
You know, I remember, I don't know if you still do it, you used to have at the Wailea location years ago, you had the jalapeno focaccia bread.
Right, so that was in Lahaina, too. It started our pizza bread and our jalapeno bread, which basically, you know, our bread with, we're not doing it right now because of labor and the expense. The dinner menu and the lunch menus, I did bring down the prices probably about 25%.
Ooh, good.
So it's, you know, we tried to get our price point down for, you know, especially before tourism was open, and we were giving that a shot. So, but we're not doing the jalapeno pizza bread at the moment. We hope to bring it back once we get, you know, our sales really, truly come back. We are looking for kitchen staff. We figured that it would be easy, and we've gotten quite a few interviews for people in front of the house, but we are looking for line cooks and sous chefs, et cetera. So that would, we're hoping to employ some more people also moving forward here.
Well, that's good to hear. And as far as people getting out there, what a great place. I mean, Long East has an amazing reputation, and it's got to be a huge, you know, kind of, I don't want to call it a burden, but carrying a reputation of Bob Longy's and Longy's restaurant is quite a responsibility, isn't it?
I guess, yeah. I've been doing this since I actually opened the front door in Lahaina when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
Our first night. And I've been, you know, and working in the restaurant since I was 16 years old and nonstop. So, the same tenets hold true. We want to get the best ingredients. We want to provide a fun atmosphere that's good to work in and good to be in. And we feel the layout of the restaurant is perfect right now, with almost half the restaurant being outside, and the inside, the ceilings are 15 plus feet tall. So we've got a nice, healthy, open air, breezy environment for our customers and our employees. And so, yeah, we want to keep doing what we've been doing for 44 years and do it to the highest level possible.
Do you have people coming in, the visitors back and saying, well, and I'm sure with local too, saying that they've been coming to Longy's for a long time, and because it's been such a favorite and a tradition for a lot of years for people to go there?
Oh, of course, yeah. We've seen kids grow up and then their kids grow up.
Yeah.
44 years is a long time. It's amazing the amount of people have come through, or they talk about how they maybe proposed at Longy's, and now their kids are, you know, are in their 20s, et cetera. So it's there's a lot of loyalty from local and tourists, you know, coming back for sure.
Are you starting to see some of the other businesses there at the Shops of Wailea opening up?
You know, I hear Tommy Bahamas is opening tonight, maybe.
Really? Oh, I hadn't heard that.
So Cheeseburger in Paradise, I has not, and I don't think they will be, I hear.
Uh-huh.
And there's no real word on Ruth Chris, as far as I know.
Huh.
I think Pite and Cork is shooting for December sometime, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And this, as far as retail, there's a few places open. The high-end stuff, you know, the Louis Vuitton, et cetera, they've been open, I think, the whole time. And some of the surf shops. And I think once we see the move into the middle of the month towards Thanksgiving, I think we'll see a lot more places opening.
So is it beginning to feel more like normal?
Yeah.
It's not the new normal. Okay, it's beginning to feel like the new normal, right?
Yeah. You know, I think once the hotels reopen, even though I've heard, you know, some of them are 10%, et cetera, but before their doors are open, I think it'll be hard for people to book there. So I think just the fact that we're all sort of getting going the beginning of this month, and whether Thanksgiving is going to be big, but I think everyone should be in place for the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's been a very long spring and summer. And I've worked the whole time all the way through, but, you know, I know restaurant business is a very demanding business. In a way, was there any chance for you to get back and do things you normally wouldn't have done because you're too busy working during that time where you had to be closed?
Well, you know, with the you know, the loans that were out there and the constant changing and trying to work with landlords and figure out the PPP and what could be done and what couldn't, it was, I found myself working, you know, as much as ever.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out the direction of the, you know, the restaurants, and, you know, made sure that, you know, we got through and we're in good shape to keep going and, you know, rebuild what just stopped in literally, you know, in two days, boom, it was over. And nobody really, you know, saw that coming. So it was, certainly a strange 6 or 7 months.
Absolutely. And you have a sister that's in also. That I remember, was there one or two sisters? Or in your,
well,
in
I have three sisters, and I have a brother.
Wow.
And Charlie is on Oahu, and he runs the Ko'olina restaurant.
Are they open yet, that restaurant?
We opened 2 weeks ago Thursday, a week ago. And just a few days after the hotel opened. So it was the 18th, 19th, whatever that Thursday was. So, again, the weekends, we're just dinner there, except on the weekend we're doing a brunch 9 to 3, and that was quite popular. But, again, occupancy is low, and it's building, so it did okay. I mean, we're optimistic for that one, too. It's in the Marriott vacation resort, so it's fractional timeshare ownership people.
Well, I've been there at least two or three times, and you have a love. As I remember it, there's a very nice view. You have that open patio area in the front that has a view over the, as I remember it, it was very nice.
It's beautiful. It's all open air. It's, you look, there's a koi pond and then a little lawn, and they call it the Great Lawn. And then there's the beach is right there. I think it's the third lagoon, and beautiful sunsets, and it's a really pretty restaurant space.
It's got to be interesting, this family. It's got to be an interesting family. I remember, I've got to find it. I have that signed book by Bob, the wonderful book he did of his restaurant,
right,
and with pictures. And I think it was done by one of your sisters.
My sister Gabrielle and him, you know, did it together. Gabrielle did most my father did all the talking, and she did the writing and put it down, and the photography, and did the, you know, the hard work to get it done. And so, yeah, that was a collaborative effort amongst the two of them. And we sold about 50,000 of those books.
It was not.
You know, we did multiple printings over the years. So
wow.
It could be more, but at least that.
I did not know that. My gosh. And it was an expensive book to do because it was a coffee table book with great color pictures and everything.
Right.
And you know, I think back and, you know, there's been so many amazing people. George Harrison used to go to your restaurant in Lahaina.
Oh,
some amazing musicians would come and hang out there.
Oh, yeah. George Harrison, I mean, George Harrison came in quite a bit, but George Benson used to come in, and he'd play his guitar, you know, kind of just for the, you know, the closing manager and the bartender, and he would, you know, imitate other guitarists and sing and do all kinds of stuff. And then obviously Fleetwood Mac played there, and, you know, Dewey Brothers, Willie Nelson, and the list goes on.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is a part of Maui's history. And,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of people remember that when Bob passed, of course, he had that beautiful house there in Lahaina on the water, too. And it was kind of, he's just an open, loving person. He loved basketball, the Golden State Warriors, right?
Yeah, he was a partner in the Warriors for years. And you know, we got to meet all kinds of, you know, Don Nelson. I think my father brought him to the island, and now he's a fixture here in his own right, and who was a coach of the Warriors and the Milwaukee Bucks and the New York Knicks. But, and, you know, more guys than I can name as far as the basketball connection. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest players that ever, you know, lived. He was a really good friend of my father's also.
Wow, I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
And your father was an astrologer. A lot of people may not know this, but he told me he hired or chose some of the players based on the astrological aspects.
and in Chinese astrology also. So he liked to combine them. So I'm a Sagittarius, but I'm born the year of the rat. So I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, I'm a rat too. I'm a rat too.
All right. And so anyway, and then he, you know, everyone likes to hear about themselves, and he could tell you about, you know, what that meant compared to something else. And he was great with numbers and numerology, so he kind of blended all that together. And, it was fun. And it
and
was,
Pop, what's his name? Not Pops. What was his companion?
Poppy.
Great
his
Poppy.
His buddy Poppy, right. Yep. He was a great restaurant guy back in the day in L.A.
Yeah.
Had the Great American Food and Beverage, and he helped my father get started because he had a place, the Greater Maui Food and Beverage before in that same space on Front Street. For a very short period of time before we, you know, my father got the building. And so they were great friends. And, yeah, Poppy passed away probably 20 years ago, but he was a great character.
And I was sorry to see Deborah pass away this summer.
You know, me too. I heard about it after.
Me
and
too.
I have no idea what happened. I mean,
I don't either.
It's very, you know, super sad. I mean, she was, I think, 62 or 3 years old.
Beautiful, beautiful woman. Beautiful,
yeah.
Smart, intelligent. I did a radio show with her also there in Lahaina for a while.
Yeah. And so, she helped us with the music and PR for, you know, quite a few years. And, I was really sad to hear that.
Well, it's an amazing history. Sometime you might want to jot down a little bit of that history because it is a part. It really is a part of Maui's history as well.
You're right. I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, you should. Well, people can call for reservations. Probably recommend them calling, right, for reservations?
Yeah, we always like reservations. We are taking walk-ins. We're not having a big backup at the door, so you know, we're keeping a distancing together. But we appreciate getting reservations, and we have open tables, so you can do that right, you know, on your phone now, so it's pretty easy. Or call in. The number's 891-8883. Again, we're breakfast, lunch, and dinner, happy hour, and all that.
891-8883. You notice the eights there? Talk about numerology.
Well that's our address in Lahaina was 888 Front Street.
I'm an eight person. Eight's a great number. I love eight.
And that's it. So our Oahu number has a 888 in it also because my father, like I said, loved the numerology stuff, and we all, when we get our phone numbers, or I do, I always try to get that 888 in there.
Good for you. Well, listen, Peter, it's wonderful talking to you. I'm going to have to stop by and see you soon. You take care of yourself, okay?
You too. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, aloha.